When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, yes. Thursday. A little late, but we're here. Little rich old man. She won't have to worry. Lion Eyes. Such a great song. Oh, my God. The Eagles, say what you want about them, but they got such a great California 70s sound, you know? This song is one of the best. Glenn Frey passed a few years ago. Still out there, though. Glenn Frey was replaced by his son for a little while. Now he's left the band again. But they got Vince Gill in the band, and he's great.
Classic.
I saw them with Vince Gill, and it was great. Still going. I think they're, you know, it's a final tour again for them, but who knows. Don Henley, he's in some trouble. He's in court or something for, you know, one of these. He was with a 17-year-old girl in 1978, and now he's in court for something. I read like a little snippet about it. I probably should have read more, but I didn't.
A week before that, he was in court for something else, so.
Yeah, he's going through some stuff, you know. I mean,
it's a busy week.
He's one of those guys who came up at a time where there were wild times. Not to say that anything was, none of this is right, but it was just different times, you know. All right, everybody. There we are, Little Eagles, starting things off here on WBAB 102.3, Long Island's classic rock and roll.
Is it Quack Quack?
Quack Quack. That's my favorite. Quack Quack is more of a like a morning zoo.
Okay.
That was like for the guys, if you were like doing like one of those morning zoo shows where, you know, everything was, it was like traffic and the time and the temp and then some wacky story. Usually what they would do is, you guys probably know, everybody had one in their city. It was like two guys and a girl.
Yeah.
That would be the makeup of the crew, and, you know, just banter back and forth. And then when something funny, you know, you'd hit the quack quack. It's just, it's so, once again, a bygone era of morning radio. If it's not completely gone, it will be soon enough, you know, and sadly, but time marches on. Mm-hmm. You just gotta let it all go. Time marches on. Morning radio is gone. We have whatever we have now. This we have cover to cover. If you want quack quack, we'll get a quack quack on our board. Sound effects board, and we will throw quack quacks out there just for fun. All right, we got a ton to talk about today. A lot going on. The first story right off the bat, Alex, that jumps out at me is this John Mulaney. Now, I love John Mulaney. I've said it before. I think he's one of the best currently. He's exactly my style of the comedy that I like. He's conversational, very funny. But lately, of late, he's had some interesting, like, you just never knew what type of guy he was, and why would you? You know, he was a writer on Saturday Night Live for many years. He wrote some of the classic sketches we've seen over the years, including that one that Bill Hader used to do with the club.
Stefan.
Yeah, they wrote that one together. And just a great comedian. And you I was under the impression, not knowing anything, that he's just like a regular, normal guy, got a regular wife, you know. I've actually seen him out and about a couple of times in restaurants here in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
It was just him and his wife just sitting there enjoying their meal. So it looked to me like just a regular guy, writer, nerd, you know, who goes and does his writing, does his comedy, goes home to his wife, and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out we learned that he was a drug addict and everything else, heroin and wild, went into rehab, came out of rehab, did a special recently about the rehab. It was actually very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then married, if they're married, I'm not sure, Olivia Munn.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where the problems began. Now he's this guy. Okay. He's going to go out and get a hot girl, Olivia Munn. They have a kid. And that they're still together, kids probably four,
mm-hmm.
and all that seemed like it was going great until now.
Yeah, they are not married, by the way.
They are not married, okay. But the ex-wife, John Mulaney's ex-wife, Anne Marie Tendler, mm-hmm. announces an eyebrow-raising memoir. She is going to end him, she says. the scorned woman is about to unleash her fury. Comedian John Mulaney's ex-wife, Anne Marie Tendler, 38, announced on social media that she's got a forthcoming memoir, which will be titled Men Have Called Her Crazy. In her Instagram post, the visual artist wrote, she's a visual artist?
Oh.
Okay, you can see why it didn't work out. I've been writing this book for 2 years. More accurately, though, I've been writing it for close to four decades. I've never been more proud of any work, she continued. It's a story about mental health, about being a woman, about family, and finally the endless source of my heartbreak and rage, men.
Mm.
Oh, shit. And then she's got to look at pictures of John Mulaney with Olivia Munn. Oh, no. So Anne Marie Tendler. I don't know. I mean, that could be bad, right?
Yeah.
But then John Mulaney's got the kind of career where... I mean, he's not really a spokesperson. Like, what can, unless it's something that is, he beat me or something like that, which could be, who knows?
Yeah.
Then you really got a problem. But he can also, like, as a comedian, if it's anything less than that, you could just come out and go, hey, you know, seems to be the way John Mulaney handles things.
I had a bit of a problem.
Yeah, exactly. And it kind of works, you know, because he's got a suit on and he smiles and. Blah, blah, blah. One fan commented on Tendler's Instagram, get in, babes. The dish track just dropped. She's going to end him, another fan wrote. They reportedly met in the late 2000s during a trip to Martha's Vineyard and tied the knot in 2014 in New York, a wedding officiated by Schitt's Creek star Dan Levy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to argue that. I know Dan Levy. Who officiated their wedding, and it's not Schitt's Creek Dan Levy. It's Dan Levy who used to be on Chelsea Lately.
The comedian?
Yeah, he's good friends with John Mulaney. I think the New York Post is off on that.
It's a little off on that.
Different Dan Levy. Although I could be wrong. Maybe it was the Dan, but I believe it was the other Dan Levy.
Mm-hmm.
Mulaney shared wedding photos on Instagram. I'm a beautiful, perfect day. I married a beautiful, perfect woman. Mulaney and Tendler announced a divorce in May of 2021. Just 4 months later, Mulaney announced that he and his girlfriend, Olivia Munn, 43, are expecting a child. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Right there is a problem. 4 months later, we're having a baby with Olivia Munn.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, who knows? Who knows what John Mulaney's thinking? I can't get in the head of these people, but a lot of times it's one of these things like your first thought is, what the fuck were you thinking?
Yeah.
But then again, who knows what their situation was? She's just the tagline alone that the 40 years of my source of rage is men.
Yeah.
I'm a visual artist who hates men. Like, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
But, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens. Hopefully it's like, I don't know if it's going to be a real, like, published book or like one of these self-published. But it looks like he's having a time of his life. Here's pictures of him with Olivia Munn. They got a wonderful, nice house.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid. So he's posting pictures and stuff. It's not like he's backing down on social media. So there you have it. Oh, he's on the red carpet with her. Oh, boy. This is not going to be good. But I'm sure he probably knows what's coming, right? Don't you have to ask? Don't you have to give consent or something when you're... I think legally you kind of have to read the book first in order to give your consent unless she changes your name.
Mm-hmm.
She could just change your name to John Mulally and say, it's not him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But who knows? All right. Well, sounds good. Sounds like fun.
I want to tell you about another piece of work she had. She wrote about experiencing, quote, a mental health breakdown in June 2023, an essay for Elle magazine.
Okay.
And it was written in honor of her late dog, Petunia.
Okay. Listen, we're not, Alex, we are not saying any mental health. Alex, you know what, you know about mental health. Mm-hmm. You cannot make fun of it.
I'm not.
Don't you dare.
I'm Petunia. Highlighting her late dog, Petunia.
Petunia was probably a special dog to her, and she wrote it about Petunia. Mental health is real, Alex. And the only reason I say that is because I'm going to use it a lot this year to get out of shows.
Yeah, okay.
So let's pretend it's, we all got problems. We all have problems, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make it to Dallas this year. Why? Petunia. What? Yeah, it's a dog I had. You have a dog? Yeah. Well, I did.
Had.
So yeah. So, anyway, that's an interesting story. I thought that was a fun but who knows? Maybe it's comedian stuff and who cares? I don't know. Anyway, this is interesting, just sports related kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike Tyson, 57-year-old Mike Tyson, my age, exactly, is going to fight Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Jake Paul, 27, who's now a boxer and kind of a boxer of note. You know, he actually is real. It's not a joke. He's not out there like, this isn't a stunt. He's like legitimately boxing now. Mm-hmm. From what he used to be, I guess, like a YouTuber or something. I know who the Pauls are, but I don't really follow much of it. But they're going to fight. They're going to box. Mike Tyson is going to box Jake Paul, 27, and Mike Tyson, 57, are going to do a fight in Dallas at the AT&T Stadium in Dallas, where the Cowboys play, which seats about, I think, something like 90,000 or something, I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, I mean, and who wouldn't watch this? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't necessarily get all the pay-per-views of fights and stuff. I don't ever get like the
UFC?
UFC. I don't really get UFC. But if there's like a boxing match that I'm interested in, I'll get the pay-per-view. I kind of enjoy it. The big ones. I used to really love it back when it was, Vander Holyfield versus Tyson and those kind of, the ear and, I remember the ear fight. We had everybody, we had friends over, it's like the Super Bowl, and it was just wild. So, I mean, I would definitely get a Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight.
Yeah.
I mean, is it going to be, you look at it on paper, here's a 57-year-old guy fighting a 27-year-old guy and Mike Tyson's going to get killed. You know, that's what you would say just looking at it, knowing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see Mike Tyson these days, he still looks like Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's still, like, jacked up and got that neck and got, he's still the guy that I think is hard to knock down.
And he put out a video a couple of years ago of him training for that, he did an exhibition match with one of those guys a few years ago.
I do remember, like, two old guys fought each other.
Roy Jones Jr. and him did an exhibition. Right. Uh-huh. And I don't know, he can move still and he can hit still. So it's muscle memory.
I know. So is it going to be one of those things where the 20 guy punches him once and it's over? Or can this go 12 rounds? I was going to say 15 rounds, which they used to go 15 rounds back in the old days. But
I don't think they'd do that for this one.
Yeah. But it's, I'm interested. And I think that's what they want. They just want interest. And I will take a look at that. I would get it and watch it and whatever else. Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Does that have a date? June 11th?
Early June. Let me see the exact
date. Oh, no.
Date.
He did face. Oh, no. I don't know. Anyway, I can't really.
Oh, that was something else.
There you go. All right. It'll be fun. What else do we have, Alex?
July 20th will be the date.
July 20th. Okay. Just around the corner, really, when you think about it. I'm seeing some interesting AI images. This is just for fun, everybody, and it's a bit political. So you could, if you're a lover of any of the parties, the political parties, you can go ahead and turn the volume down right now. I'm gonna mention two names right now. I'm gonna mention Joe Biden. I'm gonna mention Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and turn the volume down if you guys can't handle any of that. Okay. Yeah. I'm giving you fair warning. Those names will be mentioned in the next 30 seconds. And I know many of you can't even handle the mention of their names with anything comical. So go ahead and turn your volume down. I'm seeing some pictures. I don't know what they're for, on political campaign ads of both parties, Donald Trump. And I've mostly seen Donald Trump ones just because, I don't know, I think they're more fun. Mm-hmm. Somehow AI has created images of these presidential candidates with black people. I guess there's no pictures of them with black people. So what they've decided to do is create AI images of Donald Trump with black people.
Okay.
And it's hilarious. It's like Donald Trump at backyard barbecues and stuff. Like, I guess they just threw it into AI. Like, can you get a picture? Like, AI is as racist as anybody, I guess, because AI was like, yeah, you want pictures of this guy with black people? What are black people like? Barbecues.
Yeah. We got it.
It's like pictures of
cookouts.
Him. Like, it's like him at backyard barbecue, like at a Janet Jackson concert. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, all right. you couldn't have put him in a lab with a couple of black doctors. They are out there, AI.
Yeah.
You know, so it is kind of funny that these AI created images are just racist images of, let me see. There he is. Oh, he's sitting on a stoop.
On a stoop with his hands crossed.
Oh my God, it looks very AI. The good thing about AI is everyone's skin is really nice. Mm-hmm. With the AI fake images.
Yeah.
There you go, Alex. You showed me one of the images of Donald Trump sitting on a stoop with a bunch of black guys. Oh, it's wild. Wild times. We are in wild times, everybody. What are you going to do? Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves like Mongolian cashmere crewneck sweaters from $50 and iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow-knit activewear. The best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you, us, all of us. Now that was me reading. Let me tell you why I love Quince. You guys have seen it. You've hugged me in it.
Mm-hmm.
You've smelled it. You've gotten close to it. It is my Mongolian cashmere quarter zip,
yep.
I believe it's called.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. It's getting, we're going to get into the months now where I'm not going to need it anymore, but I just want to thank the good people over at Quince for letting me have my gray quarter zip. I'll have it. It, like they said in this ad, I will have it in my closet forever.
Yeah.
It has served me well this winter with all my travels. Here's why it's great, Alex. Because we go to so many places, we don't know what it's going to be. Could be 80, could be 20.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this. If it's 20, zip it up. If it's 80, zip it down.
Ooh,
you understand?
Yeah.
So that's why I love Quince. And they got a lot of good stuff, not just my Mongolian cashmere. It's so much good stuff. So go on over to Quince because you support us, you support them, you support everybody. Alex, you want to throw out the call to action, we call it? That means everybody get up. Mm-hmm. Get up and go get your Quince for your husband, for yourself, bedding, you name it. They mm-hmm. got it. It's fantastic stuff. And we love Quince over here and we love having them on board as a sponsor. Go ahead, Alex.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/cover for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/cover to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/cover.
And summer's coming, too, so go over and get their summer essentials.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Quince. Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Doritos fires a transgender influencer over controversial tweets about doing thuggish things to a minor. Oh, I'm just going to say this to all brands out there. We've had our issues. All the brands have had their issues.
Mm-hmm.
And the brands, what they got to do is they got to, I hate this term because it's just such a weird new term, new buzzword that we're all, it's woke, Alex, the term woke.
Yeah.
And you could use it for anything, really. Both sides can have fun with it. Everybody who wants to use it can either use it in a good way or a bad way. I believe at one point it used to be kind of a good word.
Yeah.
Like, I am woke. I'm woke about the problems of today.
Mm-hmm.
And you would go into like a dinner party and you say, I'm woke. So, yeah, don't, And then it just became, it just flipped. It just flipped. Like, you use it now as almost like a slur.
Yeah.
I just woke bitch.
Woke pussies. Yeah. That's yes. what it becomes.
Yeah, it's really. So it's it's hardly even used in a good way anymore. It's if even it is at all.
No.
So the companies, they have to do it. I guess they have to do it. I guess what, you know, once again, as I say a million times each episode, new world, new rules, all blah, blah, blah. And great. All of it's fine. I don't have any beef with any of this. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, I feel like I got, there's way too much going on in my life that I can concern myself with any of these things. And influencing is hilarious on its own.
Yeah.
Forget about woke and whatever else. I'm just reading yesterday, I'm reading this whole story about this influencing, this company that sends, like, they get like 100 influencers, 200 influencers. Now, we all know what this is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess in a way, I'm considered an influencer.
Yeah.
Because I have a large Instagram following. Not large, not as big as some, but yeah, it's larger than most, I
you
think.
You sell Manscaped, so.
Exactly, Manscaped. What else, Alex? Quince. You
yeah.
name it.
Yeah. Well, Thrive Market.
We got a Quince today, I think. Thrive Market. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. We got many.
Yeah.
And I'm influencing people to go over there and get themselves a Mongolian cashmere quarter zip.
Quince.com/cover.
Thank you, Albert. Good job.
Yeah.
So anyway, we are both, Alex and I are both micro-influencers, they might call us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at this point, I'm influencer. Micro-influencer is like 10,000 followers. Influencer, 55,000.
Oh.
Which I'm still shocked at.
Well,
how
then
low
I'm micro.
Okay, yeah. But you're not in this world. So anyway, I believe I've influenced several people on several things. One time I said that I bought these yellow sunglasses for night driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I think it kind of works.
Yeah.
Put these yellow sunglasses on at night because I can't see shit. And I'm like, all right, looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think it's a couple, like 3 or 4 people went out and bought them.
I mean, if you're not an influencer, then what the hell have you just done for Benny and the Roids?
I put the movie on the map.
Yeah.
People are talking about it. They wanted to see Benny was at the DC show, and they wanted to see this guy.
Yeah.
He's doing, you know, taxes now or something in DC, but they wanted to see, who is this Benny?
Mm-hmm.
And why did he get on the roids, dude? It's his last hope. So anyway, influencing. So I read this article about how this company gets like, it's a makeup company. As part of a promotional campaign, the beauty brand Tarte, T-A-R-T-E, Tarte?
Tarte.
Okay. Flew 30, so excuse me, only 30, 30 social media influencers on a private jet to paradise. Okay, here you go. A group of influencers were flown on a private jet. Listen to this, Alex. Now, this is just because you're an influencer, just because you're on some sort of social media, you got whatever, big boobs, and you're like, or you're like, you know, flamboyant, and you go, you know what I love? I love this lipstick. It stays on all day.
Yeah.
And for that reason, people go out and buy the lipstick, I guess, Tarte lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Alex, you staying with me?
Link in bio. Yeah.
You get to fly. Ready for this? To Bora Bora, this company, Tarte will fly you to Bora Bora, stay in the Ritz-Carlton in Bora Bora, and just dance and have fun and do whatever the fuck 30 influence. I would imagine they're all like young, attractive people. Like, you know, it's not many 63-year-old. There's not one guy going, and I, you know, what is this now? We're going to fly you to Bora Bora. I don't need to be going to Bora Bora. Now, who's going? There's going to be 29 other influencers. I'm not interested. Thank you very much. I don't need that. That's my father, if he was an influencer. Like if my father's like, got a couple old pipes.
Uh-huh.
You know, he took some old pipes out of the house and he's trying to get rid of these old plumbing supplies that he has from another house that he had. And so far, he's set up a table at a flea market. Nobody bit. He's put them on, I think, Facebook Marketplace to the best of his ability. Nobody bit. I think now what he needs to do
is influence.
His influence. He needs to get himself an Instagram page.
Needs a TikTok.
Put on a hat backwards or whatever and go, yo, got some plumbing pots up in here or whatever, you know? And then next thing you know, he's in Bora Bora. Can you kids stop splashing, please? So anyway, that's, but it's, I mean, this looks like a night. But it is interesting because the people over it, so they're getting a lot of backlash because they're saying, this is not what we want to see from our brands, is people drinking Veuve Clicquot and flying on private jets. And I'm like, I don't know, kind of is. You know, yeah. I mean, isn't that what...
It's kind of how we used to sell stuff.
Well, that's what the woman from the company's like, here's what... For what they paid for a Super Bowl commercial, which I think was $7 million, mm-hmm. she goes, I paid a fraction of that to send 30 people to Bora Bora mm-hmm. at the Ritz-Carlton, and I got a lot more out of it.
Because yeah.
they all have millions of followers, mm-hmm. and they put it on their Instagram pages, and people are going to buy Tarte because mm-hmm. of that, I guess.
More. Yeah.
I couldn't tell you one of the commercials that was on during the Super Bowl. I mean... At this point, what are we, a couple of weeks out?
There was a Hobby Lobby commercial for Jesus. How dare you?
Yeah, there was several Jesus. But Jesus, I feel like he's already, like, I don't think he needs any more press. Yeah, I think he's done what he needs to do here.
Jesus and Reese's come to mind, and I haven't forgotten about either of them.
Well, that's the way I feel about a lot of these. Like, M&M's, you guys did it. You can take a break on the ads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all know what they are. We're going to get them.
Yeah.
We're going to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, Tarte doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to send a couple influences. So anyway, back to what I was saying about influencing. It's just a new world. Influencing. So all of these companies, Frito-Lay, but whoever does Doritos, I think it's Frito-Lay, they've been around a long, long time. They didn't have to do this shit. They used to just say, we got potato chips over here. You like potato chips? I do. You like salt? You like potatoes? I do. How about if I cut them thin
mm-hmm.
and crisp them up and then put salt on them? What do you think of that?
Ooh.
I kind of like the idea.
I like it.
Okay. And then if you choose to, you can do this. We're not going to tell you how to do it because we're not even in this game. Or maybe they are. You know what? I take it back. They are.
Okay.
We're going to give you some sour cream mm-hmm. and French onion soup. Onion soup or French? Is it French onion soup? We're going to give it to you two in a packet. Try it in a packet, Alex. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you get dump that into the sour cream. You whip that up mm-hmm. with a spoon. You don't even have to take out a blender or anything like that.
Yeah.
Just whip it with a spoon. And then you take that, put it on chips, and then you tell me, have you been influenced? Are you influenced?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they used to have to do. Okay. That's it.
Like recipes.
Yeah. Not even. But I'm saying if you want to jazz up your potato chip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're hawking other products they make.
They have a Frito-Lay does a dip. They have several. You see them.
Mm-hmm.
They got a French onion one. They got a ranch style.
They got a queso.
Exactly.
A good
Not
queso.
Bad. And I got to tell you, the onion dip, pretty good.
Okay.
Except when, you know what happens? My daughter, because here's what you got to do.
She ruins everything.
She really does. Here's what you do. You got to take the... When you're dipping, everybody, you know the rules. It's the big chip that goes in.
Mm-hmm.
The big chip has to go into the dip. Once you start getting down to the fucking, you know, just the wood chips, you mm-hmm. know, they're just the little tiny pieces. You just got a little shrapnel down at the bottom of the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be dipping anymore because now it's just fingers in there. And that's what my daughter does. My daughter will take a little tiny sliver of chip and she'll dig in there. And then she'll start dropping them in there. Next thing you know, 2 days later, I open up the French onion dip, and it's just a bunch of soggy chip parts floating around in there.
I'm furious.
That's my life now. I need this trans influence, Robin, to influence my daughter from just use, honey, just use the big chips. all right. Well, anyway, so Doritos is in trouble because they... They hired a trans influencer. Now, what this means, basically, I would imagine, is I don't think this trans influencer is out there on like their billboards.
No,
they probably gave her $1,000 to hold up a bag of Doritos on Instagram
for her followers.
Yeah, for her followers.
Yeah,
and I guess somewhere out there, what was it? What exactly did she do? If you do have this story up,
yes. Yeah, so let me find the exact story. I had read this the other day. Essentially, a few years ago, when I believe before she was her.
Okay.
When she was younger, there was some post online about when she was 15 at the time, the thing she wanted to do to a 12-year-old girl.
Oh,
but
it wasn't like sexual. It was like a fighting, right?
Yeah. Mocking posts about rape victims and wanting quote, depraved things to a, quote, 12-year-old girl.
Okay. Well, that's none of that.
And that's reported by Rolling Stone. Take it or
leave
it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. So, but how did she get involved with Doritos? How's the, what does she do for Doritos? She basically like one post, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Same thing with Dylan Mulvaney, Bud Light thing. It was like really one post and everybody. Okay. So now Doritos is, but we can't, I can't, can I have Doritos? And I don't really like Doritos anyway, but can I have them? Can I not have them? Where do we stand on this one? Is Kid Rock going to start shooting up Doritos?
I think he already has.
He has. So Kid Rock, go to a Kid Rock party. It's going to be terrible. You can't have Bud Light, can't have Doritos.
What's
fun?
Left?
And I feel like Kid Rock, his whole life is just Doritos and Bud Light.
Just Goya
like,
beans and My Pillow. What a shitty party.
Exactly. It sounds terrible. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That was good. All right. So who knows? I can't figure it all out.
Also, these companies, it's like,
just stay away.
Well, not just, even stay away. It takes somebody all of 12 minutes to go through your full Twitter and go, huh, that's problematic. Like, does nobody vet these people first?
Well, exactly. And also the other thing is, let me just say this to the trans community. Mm-hmm. If they do come up with something, so if they're going to give you $1,000, you got to think, is this worth it? Because here's what's going to happen. If you have said something or done something in the past, that's going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. What they're going to do, the New York Post or whoever else, is they are going to find the worst picture you've ever taken to post. And here's what happens in maybe some like trans or drag community. The makeup is a large part of it. And it takes a while to get good at it, you know, to learn how to contour a nose, Alex. So when you start out contouring a nose, you're probably not great at it. Mm-mm. So they'll find that picture. They'll find the day one of contouring a nose where you look like Carl Malden. It's not good. So you got to try and figure out a way to maybe say, I don't want to take the money because I don't want this old picture of me to pop up on the New York Post if I've done anything that they don't like.
And it's out there. You could take it down.
Oh,
it's
the
out
picture
there.
They got of this guy. Oh, yeah. It's not a good one.
It's not good.
Yeah. And I don't, but anyway, so my point would be this to all these companies, the Bud Lights, the Doritos, the, all of them. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if you need to go down this road. I know there's somebody in your camp that you had to hire for whatever reason, because things have changed over the years and you had to hire somebody. But at this point, I don't know if, like, you could hire them, but you don't necessarily have to listen to everything. Go, it's a great idea. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. You know, whatever they said in 1972.
Mm-hmm. Sugar good, tits. Yeah. All right, sugar tits.
Good idea, sweetheart. Yeah. Now do us a favor and go back to the kitchen, okay? I don't think you have to listen. Because it's not, nobody cares. Mm-mm. Like, I understand that we want a cross-section of all people, but, and we, that's great. It's great. I don't have any problem with any of this. Really, I mean, call me what you want, libtard. Or whatever, but it's not even that. It's not political at all. I just let everybody live there. What the hell do I care?
Yeah.
I like Doritos. I don't even really, you know what? I take that back. I don't like Doritos.
Whoa.
But I've had them sometime. My daughter seems to like them lately. Okay. That's a new one. So if I had them, I'm like, okay, I could deal with the nacho cheese one. But what am I supposed to do? Cool Ranch? Is that what I'm supposed to be doing? Cool Ranch?
Oh, no. Do original nacho.
Like original nacho cheese.
Yeah, Cool
right?
Ranches.
Well, people were into Cool Ranch there for a minute, weren't they? Wasn't that all the rage?
I think they still are, but those are, I don't know. Those are heathens. That's what I say.
And listen, I'm going to say this, and maybe I hope that Doritos never looks to me to influence them. I'm going to say this, and it's going to be shocking for many of you if you're a fan. I'm going to say Doritos, dumb people chip.
Okay.
Yeah, people. Yeah, you heard it.
All right.
Dumb people. It's for dumb people.
What's a chip for the smart people? What kind of chip for the intelligent
people eating?
I'm
glad you asked. Smart people chip is like a fancy potato chip.
Okay.
Not your Ruffles or your Lay's, nothing like that. You got to go, what is that one?
Like a Vicky's, like a kettle?
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Alex. Yeah, Vicky's kettle, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
That, they're like, ooh, la-di-da.
Yeah.
This must be, you could probably have leather-bound books in this home. Yes, thank you. You walk into a party, you see a big bowl of Doritos, you're like, oh, where's the trash? What are you, Alex, freezer outside, with locked up, the chain around
it. You gotta lock
it,
the freezer.
Pit bulls on choke chains. Mm-hmm. This is what Doritos in a bowl is telling me.
Yeah.
Right away. You got indoor furniture, outdoor, on the covered porch. You got a real couch out there, not outdoor furniture. Mm-hmm. You got
above ground pool.
Yeah, you got one room in the house that's just boxes of shit. You got a lot of stuff on your counter. You got a lot of hamburger bun bags on your counter.
Okay.
Hamburger buns, hot dog buns, all just strewn upon your counter. This is what a bowl of Doritos is telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but a bowl of Vicky's is like, whoa.
Whoa.
There's a piano in the corner. There's somebody playing it. Fresh flowers cut all over.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. We'll simplify it down to this. Let's just say you're going to a party. Somehow you got invited. All of you monsters got invited to Oprah's house mm-hmm. up there in Montecito. Oprah's having a party for whatever reason. And Oprah says, you're invited. And you get to go. And she goes, welcome everybody to the party. And you walk in. You think there's a fucking bowl of Doritos?
No.
Sitting on a table in Oprah's house?
No. Nope.
Fuck no. So I'm just saying, I believe it's a dumb people chip. It goes along. You got a Mountain Dew. You got a video game controller. You got a bag of Doritos. You're having a fucking... you see the guy, yeah. The picture I'm trying to paint?
Yeah, I see it.
That's it. Do you agree or disagree, Alex?
I agree.
Thank you.
Enough.
I appreciate
Where do
that.
You stand on Fritos? Corn chips.
Oh, might even be dumber than Doritos.
Oh, okay.
Like if you got a bowl of Fritos, something's gone hard.
But
like,
what if it's the big scoop one?
Doesn't make any difference. It's the corn chip itself. That's okay. No matter how you frame it or how you mold the yeah. chip, it's still a dirty old corn chip.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say, might even put you on a lower level, class level than a Dorito.
Yeah.
It's similar, but may even be lower.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
I think you're probably more of a Triscuit guy at this point. I don't know what's left for you anymore.
Triscuit.
Are you eating Wheat Thins? Was that a chip to you?
No.
A cracker guy, aren't you?
No, not necessarily, but not above it.
Okay.
You know, like these days you have to do, because if you're doing the charcuteries, mm-hmm. red hot.
Yeah.
Red hot. The charcuteries, it's you know, you don't dump a bunch of Doritos on a charcuterie board.
Nope.
How dare you?
You don't, but.
No, well, I don't even, you know, I don't like
it. But I might.
You did, didn't you do a charcuterie?
Yeah.
I thought you had salami roses on there.
Salami rose. Yeah. I did. I went all out.
Worst stripper name I've ever heard. Mm. And next up, salami rose. not cute.
Oh.
All right, everybody. Look at me doing old jokes here. And one more story before we get out of here, because this one I've been seeing, it's a week old or so, so we're a little late to it, but maybe you even haven't heard about it. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
It's a video going around. It got 50 million views, so somebody watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes to, like, what is going on in this? Like, where is everybody? What is happening? There's a video, disturbing video, shows teens sucking each other's toes at a school-sanctioned event. As agency investigates. An Oklahoma high school is under investigation after a viral video of students sucking and licking on one another's toes in a school-sanctioned fundraiser exploded this week. A disturbing footage shows at least four kids from Deer Creek High School lying on their stomachs on what appears to be a gymnasium floor, furiously lapping up peanut butter with their peers' bare feet. Now, of course, Alex and I were about to do the story, and I said, hang on. I said, before we go in, let's read and make sure it's, I don't know why it makes it any, it just makes it better. Mm-hmm. I said, I want to make sure it's the kids licking the peanut butter off the kids' feet.
Yeah.
I don't want to make sure it's not some, you know, some 44-year-old gym teacher getting a peanut
yeah.
with, with his feet loaded up with peanut butter, you know? That would be a far more disturbing story.
Yeah.
So it is teens on teens, which, you know, let them have their fun.
Mm-hmm.
So they're licking peanut butter off each other's feet. And one, you know, in the video, the guy yells out, he's devouring those, one student can be heard saying, as others cheer on the competition, as an MC moderates this bizarre. I mean, it is kind of weird. Look, these.
Yeah.
I can't. This kid looks like he's about 12 and he's licking peanut butter off another kid's feet.
Mm-hmm.
The video racked up nearly 50 million views in 24 hours and has led to an informal investigation of the Oklahoma State School. Okay, the video was filmed Thursday at the Clash of the Classes Assembly, which was part of the high school's week-long fundraiser for a local coffee shop that employs people with special needs, according to Deer Creek High School. Students of 9th grade through 12th volunteered to participate in a plethora of class competitions that their peers paid to attend, including this toe-sucking tournament. Honestly, if I paid to attend, This has got to be the closing bit, right? Yeah. Like the toe sucking segment is probably, nobody's talking about any of that. They're shooting hoops over there. No, I'd rather see the kids lick peanut butter if I was telling. That's tough. Administrators initially applauded its students for their involvement in It's the Wonderful Week of Fundraising. Listen to this now, okay? Say what you want about the peanut butter and the toes and the kids and it's disgusting and how dare they.
Mm-hmm.
They raised, okay? And maybe you guys should think about getting it. Forget the Girl Scout cookies. Maybe you think it's about, here's what you want to do with those Girl Scout cookies. Stick them between each other's toes and eat them. Because they raised $152,000. $152,830.
Wow.
They raised for this coffee shop that employs mentally challenged people. So that's a lot. I mean, that's shocking amount of money.
Yeah.
So I applaud. I'm gonna go another direction. I applaud these kids for thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
We could all have a kissing booth. On whatever else. And these days, honestly, a kissing booth might be more controversial than peanut butter off the toes. So I'm going to, like I said, go a completely different direction. I'm going to applaud these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking outside the box, raising $152,000 for a worthy cause. And so what? Everybody likes peanut butter. Some people love toes.
Yeah.
Some people pay extra money to see toes on OnlyFans and stuff. Hey, listen, these are toes of kids, but my daughter's got cute feet, and I'm not gonna eat peanut butter off them.
Mm-hmm.
What am I, insane? So there you go. And then, of course, the superintendent of the school, Ryan Walters, who looks like a model.
Yeah,
I mean, who would have thought the Oklahoma superintendent of schools? Look, I mean, it's kind of like he's, but Alex did point out that he's got a, what does he have on?
He's got a WWJD wristband on.
He's got a wristband. Of course he has to, you know, especially they were probably about to do the press conference. He's like, give me that W. Like, so it looks like, because I'm not into toe licking. I'm into Jesus.
We got to answer some pretty tough questions on toe licking. Can I get my Jesus wristband real quick?
Get that. Anyway, despite several students eagerly participating in the games, the peanut butter toe licking left many people feeling unsettled. Administrators apologized for the competition, which was done. Oh my God! Look at the video of this high school. Looks like fucking LAX.
Yeah.
Jesus, things are going pretty well in Oklahoma. What are you people complaining about? This fancy high school you're going to?
They had $153,000 lying around.
I know. They're I didn't think we were going to do all that. I was just shocked. They didn't really have like a feel. Oh, they talked to one of the kids. I didn't think we were going to do all that. I was just shocked. They didn't really have like a feeling. I was just kind of disgusted and then kind of glad it was over. Yeah, well, that's probably going to have that feeling a lot throughout the rest of your life. And honestly, you know, you learned a valuable lesson. Shit's going to be disgusting and you're going to be happy when it's over.
Yeah.
So I think for the rest of your life, you're going to be like, I'm glad that's over. It was disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Happens to me 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. I thought that was kind of a fun, interesting story. I'm glad everybody survived. It is a bizarre story, but they did raise $152,000 for a worthy cause, like I said. So God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's go. We're coming tonight. Tonight we are at the Levity Live.
Oxnard,
California. If you guys are listening to this right now, get your tickets because we are coming in a couple hours to Oxnard, California, Levity Live. And then I am on to the New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut, pretty much almost sold out. So if you guys are waiting, I recommend getting them now. That is coming up next week. What is the date on that one? 22nd of March. That's a Friday night. And then from there, I go up to Auburn, New York, the beautiful Auburn, New York, Auburn Theater in Auburn, New York. 10 tickets left. I think there's even 8 now. And that is a Saturday night to 23rd in Auburn, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then Side Splitters in Tampa. We're doing it again. Saturday night, 6 p.m., one show only. There's only a few tickets left. Side Splitters in Tampa is April 6th. And then Dania Beach Improv, an area I've never been to. Alex coming to the Improv on Sunday night, April 7th with Alex. And then Rooster Tea Feathers up there in Sunnyvale, California. Yep. That is April 11th, 12th, and 13th. And then Hyenas in Dallas, April 19th and 20th. So much more. Off Cabot Comedy Club in the Boston area, Detroit, House of Comedy, Comedy Zone in Greensboro, North Carolina, and on and on and on. And we'll be announcing a bunch more dates. I know people are panicking because they don't see it on my website yet, but I have a ton of dates coming up, September, October, November, December, all the cities you've been asking for. We're going to have something in the Denver area. We're going to have Chicago. We're going to have that and so much more. Long Island again, New York, and on and on and on. So just relax, everybody. Just relax. I got a lot going on here, Alex. So now I'm going to go get some peanut butter, put it on Alex's toes, and see if I can raise some money.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got to get out of here on, Alex? Anything fun?
Some heroes wear capes and some heroes lick peanut butter off of toes. But we got a little bit of Foo Fighters.
Oh, there goes my hero. Oh, that's a great song. All right, everybody. Frangiola.fun has all your live dates. More coming. But get your tickets now because they are moving quick. We're selling some tickets. Thanks again to Philadelphia and D.C. for the great, great weekend. We loved it, and thank you for showing up. I truly appreciate it. I know it's a pain in the ass, and it's not lost on me. So much more cover to cover coming. Sorry, this one's a little late. We had some scheduling issues this week, but we got it all out.
Mm-hmm.
More coming. I think we're probably going to do a more smut Patreon episode on Sunday for you guys, so you could look forward to that. Bye-bye.